Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Sunday, April 24th, 2016. We are streaming worldwide on Blog Talk Radio Network. We have a lot of different listeners that are tuning in tonight, West Coast, East Coast, and pretty excited about tonight. So we have a lot of announcements. First and foremost, I want to recognize a young lady who lost her life to suicide. And And we're going to be having a moment of silence for her. Air Force Captain Jamie Burnett lost her life in the battle of suicide. She was beautiful, successful, an athlete, and now gone. This has been viral in social media. I have an obligation to send her love and light from all of us. We also pray for the souls of the departed we lose daily from PTSD and suicide. It's approximately now 22 a day. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm waiting for my guest to call in. She's an Army veteran. She's so amazing. And I have a gentleman from England who's contacted me. He's pretty cool. But before I get to that, let's do a special thank you. Special thank you to JFK. Today I had to go up to the fifth floor. It's the ortho floor. My client had a slip and fall in a nursing home, getting extra OT and PT. We were teaming up to give him extra care, and on his way to the dining room, pushing his walker, he fractured his hip. So Maria is the RN. She's part of the medical staff. Dr. Stone, Dr. Mueller, we love them all. Dr. Abraham's group at the dialysis center. Let me see here. Oh, somebody says they see me. No callers. Cassandra. Cassandra's my guest. She says she hears me, and I'm waiting to see her on the switchboard. I hope I don't have to change locations, Cassandra. I've got two computers. Let's see what's happening here. Okay, so onward. I'm traveling right now. This show is so important to me. So, again, that was a special thank you to JFK, to this nurse. She was very endearing, to Ross Stone, the surgeon. And so I put my client in for extra care, and he got hurt. I have to acknowledge author Stuart McGee, who sent me the adult coloring book for Anxiety, Depression, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Sufferers, printed by order. I spoke with Stuart from England today. Go to Amazon.com, Adult and Mandala Coloring Book for Meditation, Stress Relief, PTSD, It's the Big Buzz for Wellness, No Drugs, Just Focus. Stuart is not a veteran, but has PTSD due to a security job, and he was stabbed 5 times. I recently learned that not only military men and women suffer from PTSD, but civilians too. We all have to learn daily from each other. Right now, it's 2 a.m. in the UK. Stuart says he's going to call in. Now at a different location. Here we go. We got some people on the line. Here we go. Oh, Cassandra, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God, love. Hang on. Let's see if we got somebody else too. Good evening, Plan for Fitness Talk Show. Cassandra?
Yes.
Okay, well, we got you, baby. We got you.
Hey.
And thank God. And what happened was I'm in a building. So I went from one computer to the other, and this one's up. And the other one is something's going on. So I'm so grateful. We had this great Prince intro, so we're definitely doing a backup show. Somebody's calling in from England. Stand by.
Okay.
Hello? Let's see.
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
Stuart, are you calling from England?
Yeah, I'm calling from England, yeah.
Yes, I'm so excited. We're on the line with Cassandra Taylor. She's an Army veteran of the United States of America. Stuart, you were such an inspiration to me. Number one, you went out of your way to send me this adult coloring book for stress and meditation, PTSD sufferers. People don't understand. They think it's only military people, but civilians like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You suffered an awful attack, but look what you brought out of this coloring book. People are fascinated.
Well, my therapist for PTSD it suggested at first meditation, listening to meditation tapes on YouTube that you can, anybody can listen to them. Kelly Howell is superb. Listen to her stuff. And then he also suggested focusing my mind on a single subject. And that focusing your mind on a single subject, the best way of doing it is adult colouring. And by doing that, you create like a zen moment, which clears your mind of all the pain and the suffering. And it worked absolutely brilliant for me. It really helped me focus my mind.
Thank you so much, Stuart. Thank you so much for being with us, because it's the intro. I had a slight technical difficulty. I had this beautiful Prince intro, so Cassandra and I are already planning our next show. And to have you back on the air, because this is the first week the book is out, again, I felt so happy, you know, because I'm a caregiver for a disabled person. Anybody that does this type of work, nurses, people, it could be a single mom, it could be anybody that gets joy out of them. These are so pretty, you could frame them and put them in your house.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do. A lot of people just cut them out of the book and frame them. It's their own artwork. They've created the mandala. You know, that all you've got is a blank template there for you to create whatever you want with. And by focusing your mind on the actual colouring, not only are you creating a beautiful piece of artwork, but you're actually doing yourself a lot of good as well. You're clearing your mind of junk.
I'm so happy that you were able. I know you have an important job, and I'm so grateful to you that you could call into the show. And thank you, Stuart.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you. There's a big buzz, ladies and gentlemen. I have Stuart calling in, Stuart McGee from the UK. And he's connected with me and sent me the adult coloring book for meditation, anxiety, stress relief, PTSD. I mean, it's just a wellness tool. That's how I put it up on – we're putting it up on the planforfitnessradio.com website. So I've contacted New York City, and I'm just so proud to know you and be a part of you. And we thank you, all of us. What do you think, Cassandra? What do you think of this coloring book?
I mean, that's fantastic. That is so fantastic. I found out that's what a lot of veterans are doing is through art. And it's amazing to see the expression. That's how they express themselves with the PTSD is through art. And the Museum of Science and Industry just had a exhibit about a month ago. And it was nothing but art from the veterans. And I was just so amazed at the work that they do. And the Art Institute of Chicago, they have classes for veterans, and that's what they do. And I just, I couldn't, pardon me?
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to spread the word about that, you know. If there's any organizations or phone numbers that you want to give out that are in need, please do so. I mean, we have some good amount of time left, and you're involved in a lot of good stuff, young lady. Okay.
Yeah,
and you're in this competition, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's called the Miss Veterans America 2016. Yes, that's the competition, and what we are doing is having fundraisers, and then the proceeds from the fundraisers go to help house homeless female veterans and their children. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Good, good. You know what? That's a wonderful thing to do. I mean, I've walked the streets, and recently, I mean, giving clothes and sandwiches and sometimes making just like a foil pan of hot food for like 3 or 4 people. You do what you can do because, I mean, we're all struggling. But I think like housing, the veterans should never be homeless, ever.
Exactly.
We should
exactly.
always have housing. You got a lot going on. Stuart, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here, Deborah.
Okay, so can I give them the website address if anyone wants to go in and make donations towards this fundraiser that we're having?
I want you to do that first and foremost, and then I'm going to properly introduce you. You go right ahead, sweetheart, with the address.
Okay, thank you. The address is www.crowdrise.com/MVA2016 Cassandra T. And Cassandra is spelled CASSANDRA and then the initial T.
You have to be specific so you get the right person, ladies and gentlemen. This episode will be archived within minutes after we're off the air. Sergeant First Class, Cassandra Taylor, calling in from Chicago. She's an exciting woman to me and an inspiration. I just turned 43. She's 52. And she's not shy. She's pretty cool. And I said, she goes, Debbie, I'm going to be 53 soon. And you look beautiful. I've seen your pictures. I mean, you're a beautiful soul. And I want
thank
the people
you.
To know, yes, thank you for, first and foremost, for serving our country. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, Cassandra Taylor, Army veteran, reserve, she has committed 28 years of her life. She went in at 21 years old, you know, reserve active. She's an example. And for the young ones who are listening, I've only had a handful, and we talked about this, Cassandra, before we went on the air. I've had a handful of ladies. I had a Marine. I had somebody from the Army. I think I had somebody from the Air Force, you know. And you know, just to get the ladies, like, how was it? So briefly, I want to talk about it because it's Grand for Fitness. What was it like for you when you went through boot camp training, and how long was it?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I went through boot camp February 1986, and it was 8 weeks long. And at the time, okay, 86, I was 23 years old. No. I think I was 22 years old, and it was going on 23. And I had a good time. I felt like everyone who graduates from high school need to go through some type of boot camp because it teaches you discipline. It teaches you commitment to your team. And it gives you a trade. You learn something. It is so many different things that boot camp can teach an individual that you can't learn on a day-by-day basis. It teaches you with the combat and everything. It teaches you survival. Let me say that. That's the number one thing. It teaches you survival. It teaches you to be aware of your surroundings. And can I give you an example of that?
Absolutely.
One day I was at home and I went to go get some gas. And I, you know, got my gas and I looked at this car or this Jeep that pulled up on the side of me and the passenger was asleep. I mean, knocked out. And I looked and I didn't pay any attention and got my gas, got in the car, and got back on the road to go back home. And there soon after, that very same Jeep got on the expressway and was in front of me. And so the guy, the driver, was just pushing and hitting the passenger. But the passenger wasn't responding. Their body was just going back and forth, and it scared me. So what I did, I immediately dialed 911. And I told them what road I was on, the direction I was going in, the mile marker, the vehicle, the whole nine yards.
Mom, I love this. I love this. You probably saved her life.
And
what,
that's what I'm
happened?
Telling you. That's what I did. They finally called me back a day later and told me because I called in, I saved that individual's life because they had an overdose on drugs. And the guy, whoever was driving, was saying, oh, well, I was taking him to the hospital. But they had just passed three or four hospitals. We don't know where they were going, but they thanked me. The police officer thanked me and said, you saved a life. But that's what military training does. It gives you a sense of something's not right. And I may not be able to step in personally and, you know, and harm yourself, so you will call the authorities and let them handle it.
Pretty cool. I'm going to come back to your all your attributes in the service. I know we still have Stuart on the line from the UK. She's so impressive, isn't she, Stuart?
Oh, yeah, she's a beautiful soul.
We got to get her a book, too, sweetheart. And, you know, I think a lot is with your job, with the security and being attacked and stuff. How have you recovered from that now? I mean, aren't you still doing security?
No. I couldn't go back into that job because I was doing some pretty dangerous stuff security-wise. Mm-hmm. I stopped doing that, and after that, I really struggled holding down a job for many years. It took me about 5 years just to hold down a permanent job, and that was a lot of meditating, a lot of therapy, a lot of artwork, even writing a book. I've written a novel to try and pull me through it, which gets released soon. It wasn't until I started in the job I'm in now, just as a production operative, that I started getting stability in my life. And when I realized, hey, I'm actually getting through this, and then I sat down and thought, I wouldn't mind helping other people the way I've been helped myself, which is why I've created my own adult colouring books, just to point this out to people, because not a lot of people are actually pointing out. But yeah, it's good therapy for people, but it'll actually help if you've got PTSD as well. You know what I mean? It's like people actually realize it. You know, just by creating a beautiful bit of artwork, it can lift you up. Then as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm helping people.
What I liked about it is it's a beautiful picture and in dark black ink, and it's very to the point. It's like majestic pictures, and you can color them any way you want. So it's a creative thing. It's a healthy thing. I'm glad to have you on the air with me. And I know that this lady, come on, she's done a lot of years in the United States, Army. And let's talk about this real quick, because people with PTSD suffer and they're suicide. And I hope you were on the line. I'm sorry if we didn't get the audio on. But did you hear the moment of silence for Captain Jamie?
Yes, I did.
Yes, of course I did. Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That was like the main thing. Oh my God, it was so important. The intervention. So you have so many things going on, Cassandra. The food service, the sexual assault and harassment, response prevention, suicide intervention, combat stress team instructor. You are a leader. I have read your bio. I have read it and twice. And you're still, you're resourceful. You put a lot of years of your life to serve our country. And, you know, you're still fighting for a lot of cool things and trying to help people that are being hurt. So in the service, you are, in many years, but this thing is important to you, because when I first found you, I walked the streets of Lake Worth. I live in the city of Lake Worth. I'm in Palm Beach County, Florida, and feeding and clothing the homeless is an honor. I get donations. There's needy families. But when I saw the video with Cassandra,
It was about homeless veterans, female veterans. And again, my exposure to the female veterans was so limited, but I was so allured by, like, the video. And that's why we're here tonight. And it's to share. And it's a blessing. And that's kind of what we connected. How many miles apart do you think we are, Cassandra?
Well, I'm in Chicago, Illinois, and you're in Florida. We're a long way away, sweetie.
And we got Stuart in England. So, it's just a happy time. So what do you want to talk about? What's on your mind, Cassandra? Because, you know, you've received many awards. You see many things. I'm getting a question in through Twitter. You've been in. Were you injured in the service?
My injury was not by any combat injury. It was just wear and tear. After being on any job of physical use, you're going to have some type of injury. I have my neck, I have herniated disc in my neck, a herniated disc in my back, arthritis in my knees. I messed up my wrist. We're not going to go into the mental stress and strain of having PTSD. And what a lot of people fail to understand, like, no, I'm sorry, but what was the young man that's in the U.K.? What is his name again?
Stuart.
Okay, as Stuart mentioned, PTSD is not just combat-related, okay? Mm-hmm. PTSD is anything traumatic that happens in your life.
There were some
traumatic things that happened in my life during my 28 years. Now, the 28 years in were not all active duty. The last 13, 14 years was active duty. And when you're taken away from your family, even though we volunteer to say, hey, you know, we raise our right hand, said we want to serve this country and protect it, you know, protect and serve. But when you're constantly having to uproot your family and then different leadership styles, that's the biggest thing, whether it's in the military or in your civilian life, leadership styles. Some leaders, how can I say this, should not be leaders because they don't know how to lead people. They don't know how to talk to people. And it can affect you. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. You're seeing it the way it is. Go ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it affects people. I have a son with disability. And I am an advocate for disabled, period, mainly from him, and that's where it generated from. And so I had to go to his school and explain to them, just like we individuals who are not classified as being special or have a disability or having something wrong, some days we don't want to get up and go to work. You know, our favorite thing is old Monday. You know, that Monday blues. You don't want to go to work on Monday. Well, people with disability have that same feel. So we can't treat them any different. They're having a bad day. And I didn't mean to jump off of that subject and into that one, but I was just trying to explain.
It's important. Yes. Yes, it's important. You know why? Because I take care of a disabled client. So this is just past my 10-year mark. And you know, today, you know, because you called me. I'm glad you brought it up. I've worked with special needs people. You know what special needs people taught me? They taught me things. And I learned. And I have a friend that's autistic. I'm like, he's smart as a whip. He served in the Army. He served 2 years in the Army with an honorable discharge. He's a good man. Yeah, he has Asperger's, autism, but he's, you know, I respect him, and he's smart, and he's very aware.
Yes.
You know, people think he's off. I'm like, don't think he's off. He's pretty aware. So it was really a nice point that you brought up. And two, I think even for autism, I mean, listen, Stuart, this book has just taken off. I appreciate, again, the opportunity of you rushing the book to me. And it's being out the first week, and it can help a lot of people. And I'm against, you know, I'm holistic. You know, I do PT,
And I think, you know, my client was in the hospital today. I went, I saw the surgeon. It went well, but he was on like a narcotic after anesthesia, and he was in bad shape. And, you know, I had to do everything to pull myself together. And I hugged the nurse. I shook the doctor's hand. And I asked the house doctor, too. Then there's a house doctor on top of it. I said, please, they still won't give him fluids. However,
wow.
I remain faithful that, you know, no matter what's going to happen, I will be. So I am grateful as a caregiver. I want to say that because I got it all over Twitter, Google Plus, Facebook, and it's going to be on the website, that adult coloring book. Stuart McGee calling in from the UK. I have Army veteran Cassandra Taylor calling in. She's pretty exciting. Sergeant First Class. Very, very exciting. She's 52 now. Beautiful. I've seen your pictures, and I got them all over the place, and we're getting likes and all kinds of thumbs up. You're calling in from Chicago, and it's pretty cool because we have a nice diversity. People that don't have the opportunity to tune in right now, again, this will be archived shortly. We're still on the air, obviously, and have some time left. But there was a minute delay before the show start, so I'm not sure, again, the connection. I went from one level to the second level. I'm like, I always have two computers.
Okay.
So here
we have to have plan B.
Yes. And you know what? I'm grateful. How are you feeling, Stuart?
I'm great. I'm just pleased to be here. Can I just say something to Cassandra before the show ends? Cassandra,
yes.
If you can get your address to Deborah, I'll send you a copy of my book for your charge. It'd be an absolute pleasure and an honor to do that.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah. And you know what?
Thank you.
Stuart, if she clicks on the link, the adult coloring book, she can get that. Leads the people to Amazon?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay, we have 90 seconds. We're counting down. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Take care of yourself, Stuart.
You take care of yourself, Cassandra. It's an absolute honor to meet you.
Yes.
Thank you. Guests on the Plan for Fitness Talk Show. We have Stuart McGee calling in from the UK, Cassandra Taylor calling in from Chicago. This is Deborah Vidali, your host, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. Down to 60 seconds. We love you, everybody, for tuning in. And God bless America. And God bless you, Cassandra and Stuart.
God bless you.
Being
Thank
a
you.
Part of the show and helping people that need assistance. And we are making a difference.
Okay, thank you so much for inviting me on.
Thank you so much, everybody. Good night, and stay tuned. Stay tuned for the next episode of Plan for Fitness.
Bye-bye.
What happened, Ivan?